Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, across Israel, the weather is warm and sunny. In Tel Aviv, a perfect day for a stroll by the beach. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Haifa sees mild breezes. A pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, U.S. forces have attacked Iran for a fifth consecutive night. This comes as President Trump considers expanding military operations. The YNET report indicates a focus on reducing threats in the Strait of Hormuz. Also, Israel Hayom reports Trump is exploring options including ground action in Iran. This could involve seizing strategic islands in the region. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reveals the U.S. launched new strikes on Iran. Meanwhile, Kuwait intercepted Iranian missiles and drones. President Trump claims Iran is eager to settle with the U.S. Separately, more than 10 zero-House Democrats have supported a failed bid to cut military aid to Israel. The JTA highlights this as a shift in sentiment on U.S.-Israel relations. And finally, JNS reports a Sacramento City Council member has accused Israel of genocide. This individual is leading in the California Democratic primary for Congress. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago. They detailed that U.S. Central Command ended a wave of strikes against Iran last night, targeting key military sites. U.S. Central Command confirmed these operations, emphasizing precision and multiple target locations. Raylan Givens, known as a commentator, expressed admiration for Jordan Peterson in a recent post, praising his moral compass and intellect. Now for more on those stories, starting with ongoing tensions in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. attacks on Iran aim to degrade its military capabilities. The strikes targeted Iranian command centers and missile sites, according to YNET. This action highlights the fragile security situation affecting global oil routes. Turning to potential ground operations, Israel Hayom reports Trump is considering more aggressive measures, like seizing islands. Such moves would mark a significant escalation in U.S.-Iran tensions. This raises concerns over regional stability and potential retaliation. Meanwhile, Kuwait's interception of Iranian missiles adds another layer to the situation. The Jerusalem Post notes this development follows U.S. strikes. With President Trump's assertion of Iran's desire to negotiate, the diplomatic landscape remains uncertain. Shifting to internal U.S. politics, over 10 zero-House Democrats supported a failed attempt to reduce military aid to Israel, as reported by JTA. This reflects a growing divide within the party over foreign policy priorities. The implications for U.S.-Israel relations could be significant. Lastly, California's political scene sees a controversial figure leading a primary. JNS reports on a candidate accusing Israel of genocide. This could signal shifting political dynamics and priorities within the Democratic Party. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports Nayax, an Israeli fintech company, has faced a cyber attack. Despite threats, the company refuses to pay ransom, ensuring core systems remained unaffected. Separately, YNET Business reveals Netflix's spending on Israeli lobbying efforts. Court documents show expenses reflecting significant investment in local operations. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the maritime blockade on Iran. Oil prices have risen by 5%, while Wall Street sees slight declines. This situation affects global markets and regional economies. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.